Communication skills training. Communication skills are one of the most important attributes to develop in the leadership and the management team. Poor communication, misunderstandings, and unnecessary conflicts can cost you dearly, not only as a bad subjective feeling, but also as a tangible drop in productive output. A question for you. In your organization, how much time, money, and effort are lost to the negative effects of poor communication, misunderstandings, unnecessary or poorly handled conflicts? Too much time is wasted. Let us therefore learn, memorize and apply six principles of effective communication. Two principles for transmitting a clear message, two principles for receiving a message, which is better listening and understanding, and two principles for avoiding unnecessary conflict. Let's start with two principles for transmitting a clear message. 1. Define your terms. 2. Give the purpose or the reason that stands behind what you've said. Define your terms. All the really important things that concern your organization have many aspects and many possible definitions. For example, the term efficiency has many aspects and many possible definitions. The term fairness has many aspects and possible definitions. The term effective leadership has many possible definitions. The term management skills is the same, and so too the term work ethos. Therefore, it is important for you to have in mind exactly what you mean when you write or utter this category of word. When you say or write anything, then the other person does have the legitimate right to ask you, by blank, what do you mean specifically? If you are able to provide a definition, then you are in business as a communicator. But if you cannot provide a reasonable definition, then you fail as a communicator. So before the meeting, take the time necessary to define the meaning of your most important ideas, as opposed to after the meeting, thinking about what it is you should have said. Give the purpose or the reason that stands behind what you've said. Make sure that for everything that you claim is a good idea, that you have some way of justifying it to an intelligent but skeptical listener. Always be ready to answer one fundamental question. How do you know that what you say is true actually is true? If you cannot justify your statement, then it becomes merely an arbitrary claim and it loses weight in the mind of an intelligent listener and your credibility goes down. But if you are able to give a reasonable justification by making reference to an observable fact or a logical theory, then your statements are strengthened and your credibility goes up. Principles for receiving a message: better listening, understanding, and remembering. Number 1, focus your mind. Listening is an active process. It should not be a passive one. Question: how many times does your mind drift off when you're in a meeting? How many times does your mind drift off when you're in a lecture? How many times does your mind drift off when you're reading? Answer: too many times. Focus your mind. Keep it engaged. But how? Do the following. Actively strive to mentally visualize an image. Picture in your mind's eye what you are listening to or reading. We think in pictures. Vision is our primary sense. Most people are better at remembering faces than they are at remembering names. Unless you can see the information as a picture in your mind's eye, then you probably won't fully understand it. Unless you understand it now, then you won't be able to remember it later. So actively strive to visualize and picture the information. Actively strive to visualize the events which you are being told about. This one single intellectual act of visualization will aid your listening, comprehension, and memory skills simultaneously. Next, two principles for avoiding unnecessary conflict. 1. Don't argue unless you have to. Arguments can be costly, too costly, and some people, too many people, argue for entertainment value. How sad. Don't argue for entertainment value. Remember that you don't have to correct every verbal error that you hear. If he says, "I don't speak very good English," you don't have to feel compelled to correct him in front of his friends by saying, "You mean you don't speak English very well?" If he says, "I'm going on holiday to Sydney, the capital of Australia," you don't need to feel compelled to correct her and say, "It's Canberra." You can let most things pass. You cannot afford too many arguments, so save your arguments for the things that do count, i.e. don't waste them on things that don't count. Save them up and use them judiciously. Don't argue for entertainment value. But if you do have to argue, then do so intelligently. Use the rules already listed above, i.e. define your terms. Give the purpose or the reason that stands behind what you've said. Actively strive to draw a verbal picture of information that you want to give. Give specific examples of the general point that you're making. And in addition, strive always to argue for a position rather than merely against one. Argue for what you think is right, not only against what you think is wrong. Argue for what you think is true, not only against what you think is false. Argue for what you think is good, not only against what you think is bad. Argue for what you think is an advance, not only against what you think is a retreat. Get the idea? Don't content yourself with being a mere protester, always arguing against people and ideas. Instead, strive to be an active force, a mover and a shaker. Argue for what you think is progressive, is right, true, and good. Thank you.